highlighting the amazing stories from inside the North Clackamas School District. This is the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, hosted by longtime principal and current community relations director, Curtis Long.
And welcome in to another exciting edition of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. And in order to properly tell this week's story, we need to go back in time.
Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
No, not that kind of time travel you see in the movies. More like a quick memory refresh. If you're a loyal listener to this podcast, you may remember an episode last season that started among an energetic elementary school classroom getting ready to start a new lesson.
Hey, go get a pencil.
Yes, go get a pencil, because when we visited last spring, it was writing time in this North Clackamas classroom for 20-plus eager third graders, including some asking their teacher for some quick feedback and others who learned the hard way that you can't edit your work very well when you write with an ink pen.
We cannot erase pen. So, I will give you another sheet. Go find a pencil.
That was when we visited Salsa Nancy Hernandez Contreras' third grade classroom at Lot Whitcomb Elementary. You may remember Hernandez Contreras' classroom may have sounded a little different. Listen closely. As the kids pay close attention to their teacher's instructions, Hernandez Contreras' voice level never changes, but the language suddenly does.
Escogimos a un personaje. Toca tu cabeza, escogiste a Jeremy.
That was our first introduction to one of several dual language immersion classrooms available at multiple schools throughout the North Clackamas School District. Dual language immersion, or DLI classrooms, teach the same curriculum as an all English speaking classroom in the same grade. But depending on the grade level, a certain portion of the day is taught in English, while the rest of the day proceeds in Spanish. Students can enroll in a dual language immersion classroom at any time and can start with any level of Spanish speaking experience. And by the time they reach high school, nearly all student conversations and teacher instructions are conducted 100% in Spanish. In fact, this year's senior class in North Clackamas contains many students who have grown up in NCSD's dual language immersion programs, opening doors to post-high school dreams they would have never thought possible. Like this. You're listening to the latest song from Conexión Fina, a local band made up of three very talented Rex Putnam High School students who not only sing and play all the instruments, but met each other and gained the confidence to publicly perform while growing up together as students in NCSD's dual language immersion programs. Today on the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, meet these three mind-blowing musicians whose past experiences as part of the district DLI programs as far back as elementary school have them now headed toward a very bright future after high school. And we're very excited to catch these three prolific Putnam performers on a morning before they head to their DLI classes. Welcome to the podcast, senior Sebastian Castillo Garduño, sophomore Dahlia Sanchez Martinez, and senior Leslie Osorio Martinez. Sebastian, Dahlia, Leslie, thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to be here.
And since this podcast is the second installment about our district dual language immersion program, we'll once again conduct the podcast in a dual language format. So each time I ask a question, we'll ask your assistant principal, Mr. Marquez, to ask it in Spanish as well. And you three are so talented, you can answer in both languages. So to start things off, let's have each of you introduce yourselves. Tell us a little bit about where you went to school before coming to Rex Putnam.
Hi, my name is Sebastian Castillo. Went to Alder Creek before coming to Putnam.
I'm Dahlia, and I went to Alder Creek before coming here.
I'm Leslie, and I also went to Alder Creek.
So explain your journey in the bilingual program from when you started in the program until now.
Well, I started at El Puente Elementary School, and then after that, I moved to Alder Creek, and then I'm here now, but it's been a good process.
And I'm Leslie. I've been in the immersion program since kindergarten at Riverside Elementary, and then I went to Alder Creek. It's been a really great experience.
I joined in the very beginning of sixth grade, and it was at the beginning it was something new to me, but it was like, oh, it was good.
Explica tu camino en el programa bilingüe desde chiquito hasta ahora.
Pues en el principio entré al Puente en la primaria, después en la secundaria entré a Alder Creek, y luego pues ahí de Alder Creek acá para la prepa, y pues es una experiencia chida, pues estás con gente que habla español también, y pues es algo chido, pues.
Yo entré en la secundaria.
Fui a Riverside para la primaria, y allí empecé mi programa de inmersión, y después fui a Alder Creek, y ahora estoy en Rex Putnam High School. Era una experiencia bien bonita.
So much fun to hear all your answers. What are your favorite memories from your years in the bilingual program?
I think just like the bonding with other people that kind of look like you, that speak like you, that think like you. I think that's what I like most.
I think what I liked most was I had a lot of things in common with everyone and having class with my friends.
Something that I liked is having a connection to my culture. It was a really big part of why I joined the immersion program. I remember, I think it was first or second grade, we had a cultural day, so everybody brought like their own food, like tamales, pupusas, whatever it was from their culture, and it was just very interesting to see all these people come together and make food. Is like a love language, so like food for everyone, and we all shared, and it was a really great experience that I will always remember.
En la primaria tenemos un día cultural, entonces la gente traía comida de sus países, que sea tacos, tamales, pupusas, lo que sea, y nos dio una oportunidad de aprender de otros lugares, pero también disfrutar la compañía de la otra gente y su comida.
Lo que sí me acuerdo bien es que siempre nos estábamos riendo, divirtiendo pues entre amigos. Nunca había un día que no estuviéramos riendo. A veces cuando estaba hablando la maestra nos reíamos también. Pero, o sea, no faltaba un día que no nos estábamos divirtiendo pues en la escuela con los amigos. Yo creo que, o sea, no es algo específico, pero es algo de que hacemos todos los días que me acuerdo bien, que no se me olvida. I think something not too specific, like not a certain day that I remember, center memory, but like what I don't forget is that there wouldn't be a day where me and my friends wouldn't be laughing or enjoying the day. Like we'll always be having fun at school, and I think that's something that I won't forget.
¿Cuáles son los recuerdos favoritos del programa bilingüe?
Los recuerdos favoritos que tuve, yo creo que pues compartir tiempo con la gente que habla como yo, que se parece a mí, y pues yo creo que eso fue lo que más me gustó.
Estar con gente que habla español y no siempre hablar inglés.
Algo que me gustó del programa de inmersión es tener conexión con mi cultura.
How did your group Conexión Fina form?
We got over here to my right, Armando. In the Conexión Fina group, we got Dalia as the bass player, me as the guitarist, and Armando as the requintista. And Armando can answer that question. I wrote the first song, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, I texted him. I was like, oh, I need help producing the song, because he knew more about like recording and studio stuff. And I texted him and I was like, oh yeah, I might need help like producing the song. And he was down for it, so... And then we didn't meet up for like a whole 6 months or something, right? We didn't talk to each other for a whole 6 months. And then we came back around and I texted him again. And we met up. Or before we met up, we were like, oh, we need a bass player. And we knew about Dalia. And we texted Dalia and she said she was down too. And that's how we started.
And that extra voice you're hearing, that's Armando, who came in to join you on this podcast, who wasn't a part of our bilingual program, but is good friends with you and has joined your band.
Yeah.
And goes to Putnam here.
Yeah.
Dalia or Leslie, do you have anything to add about the band's formation?
I was just invited to be participating to the song.
She was one of our recent features for one of our songs. So, yeah.
¿Cómo se formó el grupo de Conexión Fina?
Había escrito una canción y quería ayuda para producir la canción. Y le mandé mensaje a Armando, porque ya tiene más experiencia tocando la guitarra. Y le pregunté si me podía ayudar y dijo que sí. Pero después pasó como unos meses y ya no hablamos. Y pues ya le mandé otro mensaje y pues quedamos que sí y que necesitamos un bajista. Y pues le preguntamos a Dalia que si quería tocar el bajo en nuestro grupo. Y pues así quedó y así empezamos como hace un año, más o menos.
So Sebastian, your group kind of expanded a little bit. You decided to invite Leslie to be a guest on your latest song. Tell us about that.
So we made the song for like the December season, like more Christmas vibe, more like, I mean, it's a sad song, right? But like, it was like around that time. And we kind of wanted like a soft voice to be in the song as well. And we decided Leslie was a good fit for that song.
And Leslie, you took that invitation right away and said, yeah, I'll do it.
I mean, yeah, we had been talking about it for a while. Like he had made a song prior and we just never got to it. And then he asked me again and we just decided, yeah, do it.
A year ago, I made a different song, and I told her that she wanted to be on the song. But like, fast forward a year, nothing happened. We weren't the group. We weren't that experienced yet. But we recorded the song. This song was our third song, I think. Our third song out, and we were like, oh, she can be on the song this time. And yeah, it happened like that.
And just like that, two of our three bilingual bandmates are set to graduate this spring with a bilingual advantage, thanks to years in NCSD's dual language immersion program.
I do know I want to study social work, and I think the dual language immersion program has helped me a lot with like signing up for scholarships and like finding these connections at these schools.
But even before graduation, these special songwriters have plenty more to share about the benefits of growing up year by year and grade by grade in a caring bilingual program.
I feel like it's very important to keep your culture alive. At least for me, it's very important to keep Spanish. And in the future, if I have kids, I would want them to keep speaking Spanish as well. So I think that's very important.
Important for kids to speak Spanish, and important for you to hear the second half of our special dual language edition of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast right after this.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? The North Clackamas School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire before and after school caretakers, custodians, and bus drivers. In North Clackamas, we promise it won't take you long to learn why our employees say they're proud to be in NCSD. Apply today on the North Clackamas School District website or call 503-353-6000. That's 503-353-6000.
Entonces, ¿cómo invitaron a Leslie que se juntara en su grupo de Conexión Fina?
Queríamos hacer una canción para así para pues la época de Navidad, pues en diciembre, y queríamos una voz así suave para la canción que quedara, y pensamos en Leslie y le preguntamos si quería hacerlo y dijo que sí, accedió, y pues así se hizo la canción.
Leslie, ¿qué pensaste cuando te pidieron que cantaras con ellos?
Ya habíamos hecho planes hace mucho tiempo para hacer una canción, pero nunca tuvimos tiempo, nunca se hizo por cualquier razón, y cuando me preguntó decidí decir que sí.
Now I hear rumors as we record this that you're performing today at Putnam at lunchtime. Is that true?
Yeah, we're performing today during the lunch. We're going to play two covers and one of our songs that's going to release hopefully February, right? Hopefully. Yeah, if everything goes well, it's going to release February. But yeah, it's one of the new songs that we're going to perform.
And where are some other places that you've performed? All right, Armando's going to take that one.
So we performed at Alder Creek. We've also performed downtown. And we performed for a quinceañera as a surprise for one of Dalia's cousins. And
here at Putnam?
Oh, yeah. Here. We also performed here.
Yeah, we played for the whole school and at the assembly. And we played for lunch before here as well.
Hay el rumor que hoy van a tocar aquí en la escuela otra vez. ¿Qué otros lugares han tocado?
Sí, hemos tocado aquí. ¿Quieres contestar eso?
Tocamos en la escuela de Alder Creek, también tocamos en un parte de downtown, aquí mismo en Rex Putnam varias veces, y en una quinceañera también.
What do you hope to communicate through your music?
Well, I think we have three songs out right now. One of them is more like a romance song, and the other two are like more sad songs. And I feel like what we're trying to communicate is like it's okay to be sad sometimes and to be comfortable with your sadness, and I think our music like transmits that, like it's okay to be sad and to you can express, we hope that people can express themselves with our music and feel what we feel when we're making the song. I think that's one of the things we want to do.
¿Qué quieren comunicar con su música?
Pues queremos transmitir que está bien estar triste a veces, que si, y que nuestra canción los haga sentir cómodos con su tristeza, si eso tiene sentido, que o sea, pues que sienta lo que sentimos al momento que estamos haciendo nosotros la música, porque también muchas de las canciones son historias que nos ha pasado a nosotros también, o sea, o sea, cada canción tiene una inspiración y queremos que ellos sientan esa inspiración y que pues transmitir esa tristeza que está bien a veces estar triste.
Now, I think the great part about all three of you is you were part of our bilingual program all the way from middle school, and Dalia, you said you joined in middle school, right? So tell me, how have you benefited from being a part of the bilingual program?
I think it was easier to be able to speak Spanish around people because in elementary, I was mostly speaking English, and like I didn't want to forget like to speak Spanish. Mm-hmm.
Me personally, it's helped me a lot to get jobs and to just communicate with a lot of people outside of school as well, find new connections.
Yeah, I'm just going to agree with them, getting jobs. And I feel like it's very important to keep your culture alive, I guess you could say. Speaking Spanish is like very important for, at least for me, it's very important to keep Spanish. And if like in the future, if I have kids, I would want them to keep speaking Spanish as well. So I think that's very important.
¿Cómo te ha beneficiado el programa bilingüe?
El programa bilingüe me ha ayudado mucho a encontrar trabajos y conexiones afuera de la escuela también.
Yo creo que lo que hemos beneficiado más es que mantener el idioma, pues, que no se nos olvide algunas palabras o que, pues, que sigamos hablando español. Yo pienso que eso es importante también porque yo creo que en un futuro, si tengo hijos, yo quisiera que siguieran hablando español también.
En la primaria era puro inglés y casi no me gustaba porque no entendía mucho a veces. Y cuando entré a la secundaria, podía hablar más español.
All three of you have mentioned maintaining your culture in your answers. I want to hear more about that. How has the bilingual program helped you maintain your culture?
Well, yeah, like I said, like speaking Spanish, I think that's like the main part of the bilingual program that's keeping the culture alive, I think. And just like putting people that look like you, I guess, together, I think that also makes like a spark for the culture as well. You can communicate.
It's allowed us to like he said, language, but also continue our growth and learning like our heritage and stuff like that. Like studies that we do about our culture or field trips and stuff like that. It allows us to have.
I think just being able to speak Spanish.
¿Cómo te ha ayudado el programa bilingüe mantener tu cultura?
Pues yo creo que lo principal, pues el idioma, seguir hablando español, yo creo que ha ayudado mucho mantener la cultura, pero al igual que estar con gente que también se parezca a ti y que hable igual que a mí, pues yo creo que también eso mantiene la cultura viva, pues, en el programa.
Yo estoy de acuerdo con Sebastián. El idioma es algo muy importante, pero también las lecciones que nos dan en las clases nos dan conexión con nuestra herencia y cultura.
All three of you, so impressive students here at Rex Putnam High School. But of course, high school eventually comes to an end. What are your plans for the future? And how do you think your bilingualism will help with those future plans?
Our plan is to keep continue with the music as a group. But in the school perspective, me and Armando next year are going to go to Clackamas Community College. And we're going to study audio engineering. Just to keep continuing like in that music path and being able to soon produce our own music. So I think that'll be nice.
I'm undecided on what college I want to go to, but I do know I want to study social work. And I think the dual language immersion program has helped me a lot with like signing up for scholarships and like finding these connections at these schools.
I haven't really thought of it. I'm a sophomore.
Oh, Dahlia, you're only a sophomore. That's right. Yeah. We don't need to put that pressure on Dahlia yet. I forgot. She's only a sophomore right now. That's right. Dahlia, you don't have to answer that. You don't have to be thinking too far into the future right now.
¿Cómo te ayudará tu bilingüismo en tus planes para el futuro? Que sea en la escuela o en tu carrera que quieres.
Pues yo creo que va a ayudar pues para comunicar con la gente más. Y pues los planes que tenemos, pues continuar con nuestra música, con Conexión Fina, hacer más música, pero en cuestión así de escuela, yo creo que pues Armando y yo vamos a ir a Clackamas Community College el próximo año y pues estudiar ingeniería de audio para continuar con la música, pero de nuestra parte eso es lo que vamos a hacer.
Mis planes después de la escuela son ir al colegio, no estoy segura cuál colegio todavía, pero quiero estudiar trabajo social y el hablar de dos idiomas me ha ayudado mucho en encontrar becas y aplicar a las escuelas.
Before we let you go, we wouldn't want to let a chance pass by that you can't promote your band, Conexión Fina. What's coming up for that band?
Right now, we're working on a partnership with a local record label. They're called De Lujo Records. And we're going to be working on an upcoming song called Se Loco. It's going to be hopefully, because we don't know, this is like a long process, but hopefully like around the February, it will come out. We'll have everything ready, but yeah, I think that's like the main things now that's coming up for us.
Antes de dejarle decir, ¿qué le quieren decir a la comunidad sobre su Conexión Fina? ¿Qué tienen en los planes?
Pues ahorita nuestros planes es pues seguir haciendo música. Tenemos ahorita un trato con una disquera aquí local que se llama De Lujo Records. Y pues vamos a grabar la canción Se Alocó con ellos, así se llama la canción Se Alocó. Y pues ojalá si todo sale bien, todo el proceso va a salir en febrero la canción. Y pues si nos quieren buscar, En redes sociales estamos como Conexión Fina en todas partes. En Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, en lo que sea, ahí estamos nosotros. If you guys want to search us up in social media, we're at Conexión Fina everywhere. Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, wherever you guys want. You can just search it up and we're there.
Sebastián Gastillo Garduño, Dalia Sanchez Martinez, Leslie Osorio Martinez, and Armando Garcia. Thank you so much for taking time out of your school day to join us today. Well, the purpose of this podcast is to show our community all the many special people who make up our student body of more than 17,000 total students. And we couldn't find four more special than all of you. Just like the title of this podcast says, each of you truly makes us proud to be NCSD. Good luck to all of you, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening to the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. In North Clackamas, we know that education is a community effort, and we're so thankful that you and your family are a part of our community. Until next time, remember, there are always great things to see wherever you go in NCSD.